Well, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Nice kind of rainy day today.
I love it.
Yeah, and we're actually going to talk about that a little bit in our great debate later on this morning, so hang on tight for that. But what do we got in our Country Music Insider today?
Well, Jelly Roll was recently performing in Detroit, and halfway through, obviously he had to perform some Eminem. So halfway through Lose Yourself, Eminem actually came out on stage.
Nice.
And the crowd went nuts.
As they would, yeah. Lose Yourself. Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I would have lost it, too.
No doubt.
That's so cool. Some fans are thinking Morgan Wallen took a swipe at awards shows on his new song, I'm a Little Crazy. The line is, I'm a coyote in a field of wolves. But here he is talking about it.
At times in my life, I haven't felt like I was invited. I know I wasn't invited, but I'm still eating. And I'm still fed. That's really what that line says to me, and I think that's why it's my favorite.
Yeah, he's been kind of snuffed on some award shows. I have to say, though, the whole chair-throwing incident didn't really help out his award show appearances.
Image, yeah, 100%.
I think that's kind of where it came from, yeah.
Chris Stapleton and Cody Johnson were just announced as the headliners for the first ever Boots on the Bayou Festival, which is going to take place towards the end of October. Supporting them is going to be Parker McCallum, Carly Pierce, Riley Green, Ellie King, and more. It's going to be a great little festival.
No doubt.
And Dolly Parton's The Seeker exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum opens today.
Nice.
It's going to run through September of next year, so tons of time to get down there if you're a huge Dolly fan. But the exhibit's going to include handwritten lyrics, stage costumes, and just tons more from Dolly's lengthy career.
That would be so cool, especially the handwritten lyrics.
Ooh, I want to see her costumes.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. There you go. That's just some of the things on the go with our Country Music Insider.